and at qualityjewelers.com.
It is 4:15 here on Downtown The Pulse, WZON, around the world at WZONThePulse.com, DowntownWithRichKimble.com, and, of course, the WZON app. Our next guest on the program is the winningest active coach in Division I college football, and in his final season contending for another conference championship and a trip to the postseason. We're happy to be joined on the telephone this afternoon by the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Andy Talley. Coach, good afternoon.
Thank you. It's great to be with you guys today. No snow down here in Villanova. How about up there?
Beautiful, and the forecast looks terrific for Saturday, a sunshine mid-40s. Now, I remember the last time we played in snow down at your place. That was an adventure.
Hard to believe, I know. That's crazy that Maine would be coming here and there's snow. But, yeah, I remember that. That was wild. Oh, gosh. Well, good to be with you guys.
Well, thank you much. And speaking of wild, here we are again in another wild CAA race with about half a dozen teams battling for playoff spots. And I guess that's kind of what we've come to expect as somebody who's been on the picture for a long time. This has been such a great league, really, since its formation.
Unbelievable, really. I mean, when you take a look at the number of teams in our league right now that are in the top 25, It is really quite amazing, and a credit to all of the coaches in the CAA. It's just so competitive. And right now, you know, we have this logjam of five teams that are at 4-1 in the league. And then, of course, JMU is the 5-0 team that seems to be in the driver's seat right now. So these next three games, or two games, depending on what team you're talking about, you know, are going to determine who makes the playoffs, who wins the championship, and has a chance to go further.
Well, we've got a big one at Orono as your club comes to town, and a matchup of those 4-1 teams, and you've had an extra week to get ready for this. A lot of conjecture about that bye week. On the one hand, you get 2 weeks to prepare for a team, but also if you're playing well, sometimes you'd like to get right back out there.
Yeah, I think it just depends on your particular team during the year. We've had them like after the third game of the year, and now we have them after the eighth game of the year, which is a little late to have a bye, but in our case, it gave us a chance to really heal and get some players healthy and give our legs a rest, which, and you can never figure that out. Sometimes you figure, well, gee, you know, our team is going to get their legs back, they're going to be well-rested, but then all of a sudden you wake up on game day and find out you've lost that momentum that you had coming into that ninth game of the year. So you just never really know. In our case, I think it helped us in terms of getting some of the injured players a bit more healthy.
Well, your team is having a terrific year, and that starts with the defense. Number one in the conference in total defense, number one in rushing defense, and number one at scoring defense. You guys taking care of business, and if defense wins championships, it sure seems like you're headed in the right direction.
Well, you'd like to think that, that's for sure. I think that we've been very fortunate to have that opportunity to be where we are. We have a good defense. Headed up by Tano Passanio, who everyone seems to be interested in from the professional ranks. He's a big 6'7", 290-pound defensive end who you need to know where number 92 is. But it's a pretty good defense that we like a lot. They run real well, and they're going to be tested severely by the Black Bears of Maine. That is for sure.
Well, and this has been a great rivalry through the years. I think back to some of the terrific games between these two teams. And I know you and Jack Cosgrove, as coaches in the league, great rivals. But you guys as along as well, I think, as any two coaches we've seen in our time covering Maine football.
Well, of course, Jack was just incredible. I always tell the story, and you will remember this for sure, when Maine came down, the actual day of the game, they flew in to Philadelphia, got a bus, came out to the stadium, beat us, get back on the bus, jump on the plane, and go back to Orono on the same day. That's unheard of in college football. Unheard of. Only Jack Cosgrove could pull something off like that. I was just so impressed with that. I mean, I was obviously deflated that we lost the game, but there's not a coach in the country that would ever consider doing that. Take your team on the same day on a trip like that and beat a pretty good team. There you go.
We're talking with Andy Talley, head coach of Villanova football here on Downtown. On offense, you keep finding these guys. First it was John Robertson. Now it's Zach Bednarczyk, quarterbacks who are such great dual threats. And I don't know, from what we saw of Zach last year, is it possible he might even be a little faster than John Robertson was?
Well, he is one of those dual threat quarterbacks that we all like to have. You know, a guy who can run and throw. He actually is a little faster than John in terms of running with the football, but he is not as elusive as John. John was elusive and fast. Zach is more of a straight-ahead runner. He's not real fancy on his feet, but if you give him a crease, you know, he's in the secondary in a heartbeat, and he's got actually better arm than John. He's really a heck of a passer and a guy that, you know, right now is trying to figure it all out in terms of when he should run and when he should pass. With John Robertson, John would go, okay, number one is not open. I'm running the football. Zach is pretty much, you know, looking at number one, looking at number two, and then, you know, because he sees himself as a passer rather than a runner, whereas John saw himself more as a runner than a passer. So that's the difference. And, of course, you know, John won the Walter Payton Award, so, you know, Zach still has some big shoes to fill.
Coach, we've seen so many changes at the upper levels of college football. First of all, what is it that you like about FCS football, and how would you rate the overall health of that level of college ball?
Well, I think the FCS football is still very passionate brand of football. And it is, you know, extremely exciting. Anything can happen in an FCS game. I mean, it can be a close game, and the next thing you know, both teams are on the board with 45 points. I think there's some tremendous coaching going on at the FCS level. And for an FCS coach to get a head coaching job at the next level is much, much harder than it used to be. So I think a lot of guys who are in the FCS level are either guys who were at the FBS and ended up back at FCS, or guys that are committed like Jack Cosgrove and myself to the school that they belong to and want to maintain those traditions. I don't like what's going on at the FBS level because it's become almost professional football, and that's disappointing to me because if you come to Villanova, the number one thing you're thinking about while going to Maine is to get a degree. You want to make sure that your kids graduate. I don't think at the next level that's quite as much of a priority as it should be. It's more like I'll stay 2 years and then go play pro football. And, you know, how many guys are going to make it in pro football? And how long is the longevity? 2.5 years? Hey, get your degree. That's what Maine does. That's what Villanova does. That's what the CAA does.
As you enter the final month of the regular season and hoping, of course, to have some playoff games in there as well, do you find yourself maybe stepping back and savoring these last few games and trying to soak it all up before you do retire at the end of the year?
You know, it's really interesting because the fact that this is my last season has not really affected me in that kind of a way. I never come out to practice and go, well, 5-4-3-2-1, many practices left, or 3 games, 2 games, 1 game left. We're so fighting for the playoff spot and trying to prolong the season as a team, not necessarily as a head coach. Because, you know, I've been in 11 postseason games and won a national championship, and I've been there, done that. It's just that this team, this coaching staff, is really working hard in a very difficult league to try to be one of the very best. So the Andy Talley regime being over is not so much of a big deal. Mark Ferrani, our associate head coach of 29 years, is going to be the new head coach. We're in a brand new building, new football building, and I have another year here at Villanova helping out. So I haven't really become emotional or, you know, like, oh my gosh, this is it. Not at all. I mean, I'm still feisty as anything and, you know, excited about coming to Maine and playing and all that. So it's good.
Well, Coach, you guys have set the gold standard, not simply for what you've done on the field for all these years, but just being the type of program that others want to emulate for doing it the right way. So we wish you, not this Saturday so much, but after this, great success the rest of the season and in your future post-football life. And we're so happy that you made time for us here this afternoon.
Well, you're kind to have me on, and we appreciate it. And I will see you guys on Saturday.
That sounds great. Thank you.